Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
Yeah, you guys want to do There I Said It? Basasha Cross, murder rates, garbage plates. 585-252-9800 is the number to call to spit some hot fire this morning, because we're going to, what, Breezy?
We're going to clear the air, baby.
Let's get after it this morning. 70 for the high today. It's a little wet out there, but that's spring.
Yeah, you got to do it. So important to just do it.
What's up, Lindsay? Hi, Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday. Your wedding doesn't need a hashtag. No one cares except your mother. There I said it.
Who doesn't even know how to use Instagram, so there's that.
Oh, that's my favorite one so far.
Sorry, not sorry.
Your wedding doesn't need a hashtag. No, it doesn't. That's common, right?
It's like, what should we? What should our hashtag be?
Let's go over to our boy Rich. If you need a self-care day every single week, maybe you're not emotionally strong enough for adulthood. There I said it. That could be true. That could be true, Rich. A self-care day every single week? That seems like overkill.
Well, I say once a month.
Well, once a month is so reasonable.
Is it self-care or mental health day? Because I think those are also different. Self-care is just you doing something that you love.
Yeah, we do have someone that works here with us that is never here because they're taking a mental health day. I think some people abuse it.
I don't even know who that is. I haven't seen them in years.
Let me touch, you want to turn the mics off real quick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let it be here for one day.
What's up, guys?
Or the mental health vacation. Turn the mics off really quick.
Sure.
Oh, that's great.
We're doing a show behind the scenes.
Yeah, not us doing inside jokes. Okay, that's stupid. That's dumb.
Sorry.
We're bleeding listeners.
We're sorry, guys. All right, let's go over to Jimmy. What's up, guys? It's Jimmy from the block, whoever you are. Pineapple on pizza is not controversial. What should be controversial is how people still pretend Olive Garden is a real restaurant. Oh, well, it is. What's wrong with microwaving bags of food in the back?
And saying, this is authentic Italian cuisine.
Oh, did I tell you this? So you met my Aunt Maria and Uncle Giuliano. They came over from Italy, right?
Yeah, Giuliano doesn't speak English. He actually did no idea where he was for most of the time.
He knew he was in the States. Anyways, My Italian uncle from Italy brought them to Olive Garden for dinner. Brought them to Olive Garden.
It's very disrespectful.
I go, what do you, what?
Didn't they ask to go, though?
No.
No, I think they did.
No, my uncle's a fan, and that's where he brought them. How would you, that? How insulting. Anyways, everybody had diarrhea for a week. Let's go over to this person. Here's mine for today. Listen, I'll be the first one to say it. I admire the hustle, but putting CEO in your Instagram bio when you sell lip gloss from your car is brave. That's brave. There, I said it.
That is a stretch.
CEO.
But
what
if the car that they're selling it out of, they earn through selling said lip gloss?
I don't care. I don't care.
Right. Yes, of course.
But, you know, I respect the hustle.
Mine for today is this. With summer being right around the corner, I truly believe in my heart and soul that a s'more is the best form of dessert. There, I said it. Forget the cake. Forget the cookies. I will do unspeakable things to a s'more.
Really?
And I don't think that they should only be eaten in the summer for those 3 months. I think we should eat them all year round.
No, somebody makes a really good s'mores pie for Thanksgiving.
Mm.
Also, by the way, guys, just some tips and tricks for you this summer. Stop with the marshmallows. The bags of marshmallows, get yourself a nice jar of fluff. It works the same. It's just as good. You take the fluff, you smear it on the graham cracker, you put the chocolate on, you melt it. You don't need marshmallows.
Why would you melt fluff when it's already melted?
It's not warmed up. It's going to taste just like a marshmallow. Anyone ever?
I don't agree.
Well,
we can agree to disagree.
When do you ever? I don't know who this is, no name, but they said some of y'all weren't bullied in school, and it shows. There, I said it.
I don't want
should
to be.
Should we have
Thank
been?
You.
Yeah, because you were the one doing all the bullying.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
Stop pushing that narrative.
You're the one that said you wanted to. You have a list of people you want to apologize to from high school.
And I never will. I don't have the platform to do so.
Okay. Where's Big Ed? Big Ed, if you're listening, text in.
Please,
buddy.
Don't call in.
Yeah, text in, buddy. We want to hear. Give us one dad joke to start the weekend off, if you can. Did you do yours?
Yeah. You literally don't listen to me. What was mine for today?
Yours for today was the... Oh, s'mores.
Oh, God. So painful, you guys. This is such a hard job. Everyone's like, your job must be so fun and easy. It's not. Trust me, it's not.
All right, let me go over to Tanya that says, if your car is loud for no reason, I don't want to get to know you. Also, no, women don't want to have sex with you. Okay,
Tanya,
there I said it.
Very different ends of the spectrum. Pick one lane and stay in it, okay?
Yeah, but what if it has a spoiler and LED lights? Would you sleep with them then?
Ugh, God. All right, well, this was really fun. I'm going to go.
What's
Thank
that?
You.
Hold on a second. This is what I picture.
Don't want to.
Every single time. Especially on Park Ave, when a guy comes driving by with his car, and vroom, 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 vroom. This is what I hear.
Hey, nobody here is really paying attention to us.
That's weird.
Love it.
That's better.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I feel like we would be doing a disservice to our audience if we didn't replay this call from this morning, but I just wanted to be honest for a second. We talked about this. When someone says they lost their dog, people cry with them, right? Mm-hmm. But if someone says their lizard died, that's a it's a different reaction.
A different conversation, for
some,
sure.
Some pets are just seen as more valuable than others. Is that fair to say?
Yes, I would say so. I mean, it shouldn't be that way. I don't love that. I mean, you can't tell people how much to care about something or how little to care about something.
Very true. However, I felt a certain way the other night. I had dinner with my neighbors, and they were telling me that 2025 was a really, really emotional, tragic year for them thus far. I was like, why? What happened? They said, we lost Penelope, our bearded dragon of 7 years. And I said, you guys lost your pet lizard? I couldn't fake it. So I'm just sitting there. I was like, oh, my condolences.
So sorry.
They were getting very emotional talking about it. In my head, I'm just thinking to myself, you know, I think this is the last time I'm going to hang out with these guys.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. Losing an animal is hard. But a turtle, a fish, or a lizard? I'm sorry. I don't think so. There, I said it. I don't think
you have the right to say that. Saying,
listen, you can't compare a dog to a fish. You just can't do it. How can you do that?
I don't know.
You bond differently with both of those animals, right?
Yeah, and you've never had to bond with a bearded dragon, so you don't know how strong that bond could be.
And of course, here's the call we get from our best friend, Pat, this morning. Hi, good morning, PXY.
Hi, good morning. Yes, it is.
Pat.
Patty, what's up, queen?
Oh, well, you know, I just don't even know why I'm calling.
I don't either.
Yeah, we don't. Please enlighten us.
What's happening?
Well, you know, I'm sorry. I heard you guys talking about grief, and I lost my best friend last week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just can't stop crying, you know? I mean, I can't breathe. I feel like I'm losing my mind, and I don't even know if I should be calling right now, you know?
Okay. Where are you calling from?
I'm just calling from my home in Roundquick.
Okay.
But I haven't slept, and I've been sobbing for about, I don't know how long, like 13 hours, you know? My neighbors called the cops because they thought someone was being murdered here, but, you know, it's
oh, my God.
Me.
That's...
grieving, you know?
They called the cops? You were crying that loud, huh?
Yeah, but I'm just grieving. That's all.
The wellness check, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of those things, you know, losing someone. It's just, when it's so hard, you know, it's just so hard. And I don't wish this on anyone, but anyone who's gone through it understands, you know?
No, of course. Who was this person that was so close to you?
It was my best friend, you know, Jerry. He passed so unexpectedly, you know? I mean, he wasn't even that old, and he just passed in his hammock peacefully. It was so
hammock?
Weird.
Jerry
yeah,
passed?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
It was hard. It was so hard. And he wasn't even that old, you know? It was just one of those things.
Pat, just to confirm, are we talking about...
God.
Is this a boyfriend, a husband? Well, who was this?
Best friend. Is this?
No, I'm not talking about my husband. What? Are you kidding me? I'm talking about my ferret.
I thought you were talking about...
It's a huge loss.
No, I'm sure it is, but that is not... Listen, that's not what we expected you to say. I didn't think we thought you were talking about a person.
No, what are you kidding me?
I'm sorry, Pat. I don't mean to laugh. You lost Jerry, who's a ferret.
Yeah, I was my best friend, you know. We did everything together, and now he's gone, you know.
Well, how did he pass? He just went to sleep in his hammock and didn't wake up?
Didn't you hear me? You weren't paying attention. I said that. That's what I said. He just passed. He was like...
But he wasn't sick?
And then he wasn't.
Oh, he wasn't sick.
So was the hammock in like a cage or like in your kitchen? What?
Like who cages up their loved ones? No, he was in the living room where you relax.
Not a ferret enthusiast, Pat. You don't have to get snippy with me because you're going through something traumatic.
Well, she is going through it, but Pat.
Well, it's a huge loss.
All kidding aside, it might for a lot of us just be a ferret, but I'm sure it meant the world to you. Mm-hmm. So sorry for laughing, but we wish you all the best.
Okay, well, enjoy your show. I really do. And I'll talk to you soon.
All right, have a great weekend, Pat. Okay, bye-bye. Yeah.
Thanks.
All right. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a ferret, but I don't know.
Ferrets literally freak me out, but okay.
Come get their mother.
I've only seen ferrets in the pockets of carnies. Like, I don't.
My buddy had one for 12 years. Loved the thing. Can't remember its name, but
yeah.
Listen, I guess a pet is a pet. You know what I mean?
No, for sure.
Whatever you say. Okay. You know, a couple texts coming in. Carrie says, it doesn't matter if it's a bird or a fish. A pet is a part of the family. And when it's gone, it's the equivalent of losing a family member. I don't think so. I just can't agree with that. Let's go to the phones. Hello, PXY.
Good morning. How are you?
Better now after that call. What's up?
I was just going to say, Penelope a bearded dragon or a lizard?
It's a bearded dragon is what I was told.
Yeah. Some people let their animals like that, like, walk through the house or, mm-hmm. like, they hold them like an actual, like, cat.
Oh, I know. It had, you know, Penelope had her own room.
Exactly. So, I mean, sometimes we have to be a little more sensitive than others, you know.
I gave them my condolences.
You laughed the whole time.
I gave them my condolences, Sean.
Right, crazy?
He was crying, laughing. No,
I wasn't. I wasn't. I was just, you know, taken back. It's not. Come on. Who? And by the way, can we, like, go back for a second here? Who's crying that hard over a ferret? Stop it.
How long was the ferret there? How long was the ferret alive,
doesn't matter.
Moose, you're being so insensitive. You're such a monster.
I'm just trying to be realistic here, you guys. Like, for instance, here's the message we just got from Alexa. I'm sorry, if you cancel plans because your gecko died, I'm judging you. Not all pet grief is equal, and someone needs to say it.
That's not true.
Wait, Paige? Oh, this is my favorite one yet. Paige says, my son's guinea pig died, and he didn't speak for 2 days. You tell him it wasn't a big deal, because kids don't see levels of pets. They just feel the loss.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I totally understand the heartbreak, but let's be honest. At that age, the family goldfish is going to get a full funeral, and then 2 weeks later, they don't remember its name. They're not going to remember its name. It was a good try, though, Paige.
Right. They had like 50 goldfishes in a lifetime, right?
Look at you waffling, Paige. All right, well, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Have a great day. Bye.
PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. You know, the other week I caught myself scrolling on my phone for way too long, just not doing anything useful.
Literally me every day.
But that's what happens when you're just scrolling. We all do it. And I thought, I need a new hobby.
Right.
I need to develop a new skill. Something that keeps me occupied. Something that keeps me busy, but most of all, life's short. I should be doing more things.
Correct.
And I don't want to be reading a book. I'm talking about other things that, I don't know, impress myself. Maybe art, something. So I started thinking of what I wanted to do, couldn't figure it out, and then it just hit me.
Tell me.
One day when I was at my parents' house, I was in the garage. There were tennis balls laying around.
Stop.
And what do you think at that very moment I decided that my new hobby is going to be?
This makes me want to punch air. If you say tennis, I'm going to flip.
No. Juggling. I'm taking up juggling.
Oh, right. Yes, of course.
Tennis? What?
Silly me. Silly me. Common mistake. Honest mistake.
I'm taking up juggling. So last week, I had a 45-minute Zoom session with a guy by the name of Mark Shannon, who sat with me and gave me tips and tricks on how to juggle.
What?
So I went on Amazon. I bought 3 balls.
What?
That are specifically made for juggling.
No, you're unwell.
And it's not because I want to join the circus or impress anyone at parties. It's just, it felt good to try something new, something that challenges me in a small way. It's humbling, actually, because you're literally dropping the ball over and over and over.
Literally.
And then one day your hands catch up to what your brain's trying to do, and it just clicks, and it's the most fulfilling feeling. So now
it's giving me the ick. No, it's giving me the ick.
What do you mean?
Oh,
your boy can juggle three balls.
My boy can't do anything quite yet. Have you mastered it?
Mastered it? I just started.
Right, exactly. So I wouldn't say I can.
The only way you can master something is if you put in 10,000 hours. Then you master it. I've done maybe like an hour and a half, maybe two. But I practice every day when I get home. Three balls, over and over and over. I'm crushing it.
How much progress have you made?
My brain is starting to catch up to what my hands are doing, where I can stop like trying to catch the balls midair. It is not easy. And when I watch people on like these shows or YouTube or America's Got Talent,
right,
and they're juggling 20 bowling pins on fire, how? And they're like balancing on a bowling ball. I don't get it, man. I don't know how people can. It's so impressive.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. But if you really want to do this and you put your mind to it, I believe in you. You can do it for sure.
All right. So what's your hobby? What have you picked up?
Oh my God, I have so many.
What's the newest thing you picked up on?
So
you guys too. I want to hear from you.
I know the newest thing. I don't know if I'm going to pull trigger on it just yet, but I saw this really cute. I got an Instagram ad served for this really cute color and numbers, like painting kit or paint numbers and paint. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have the number and then that's actually with the color.
Very therapeutic.
And they have like a bunch of different cocktails. So they have like an espresso martini and then they have a dirty martini and they're all mapped out for you. And I wanted to do that with my girlfriends. I wanted to host like a painting night. So maybe I'll be turning into Picasso.
See, this is very exciting.
So that is one. I obviously love tennis. So I want to get back into that when the weather finally gets nicer here.
That would be sick. You play tennis. I'll be in the back juggling tennis balls.
Mm-hmm. It can be a group effort.
This is great. Maddie texted in and said, I started collecting vintage mugs. It was fun until I realized I now own 56 mugs and live alone.
Yep. Yep. That's a lot.
Sarah says, I'm dying. Moose was so excited to share his new hobby, and Breezy just basically said it gives her the ick.
No, it literally does.
I can't compute. Why? Like me trying something new gives you the ick?
No. It's not that you're trying something new. I'm so proud of you for that. It's what you're trying that's giving me the ick. Like, what are you going to do next? Paint your cheeks red with circles put a big red nose on?
Well, I did
talk. Clown.
Well, listen, all kidding aside, I talked to a friend and his daughter's turning six. And I go, what
Stop.
If you hired me to Stop. Just juggle at your daughter's birthday party? I don't even need to dress up in a clown uniform. I said, but if you need like maybe someone to juggle in the background.
Who's that random homeless man juggling?
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.